Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
As we're seeing endorsements kind of roll in for both Byron Brown and Indy Walton, talk about endorsements in general. Are they as important as they once were? Do you even consider them to be an important part of the campaign process in today's age?
Well, it's nice to have endorsements, but I think that their value has been diminished over the years. In the past, endorsements could very well come with money or volunteers or other sorts of help, but I think that people rely much more on other means of communicating and expressing support. So I don't think that they're what they used to be.
Now, is there a difference between like personal endorsements, say one that you get from Council Member X or State Senator X, compared to more organizational endorsements such as Labor Union X or, along those lines? Is there a difference in the type of endorsement you get?
Yes, there is. Labor unions can often come both with volunteers and money, and so they provide an extra benefit. An endorsement of an elected official is nice, but generally only means that that individual is supporting the candidate and not quite as valuable as a labor union would be.
And so when you're looking at this mayoral race, which really the entire country is watching, do you see a huge gap or difference in the endorsements or kind of endorsements that Byron Brown and India Walton are getting respectively?
I don't see a major gap. I mean, it appears that the mayor may have a few more labor endorsements than Ms. Walton. Ms. Walton, however, has the Buffalo Teachers Federation, which is a pretty powerful and large union. So that kind of balances it out because it's a local organization. I don't think that it's going to be too much of a factor as to which unions are supporting which candidate, because they both have some support from the unions. And I think that may sort of balance itself out in the election. A lot of it depends on where the union members live, and they don't all always live in the city, which is where the votes are.
And are you surprised that we haven't seen too much in the way of national endorsements yet for either one of these candidates, considering it is an election with a national attention on it to a certain extent?
Yeah, that is kind of an interesting development. I think people are either positive or negative about the implications of a democratic socialist as a candidate or potentially being elected. Some people would shy away from that. Some people who would naturally support it, Bernie Sanders or a Congressman Ocasio-Cortez, they would certainly attract attention. It might not necessarily be the attention that would help produce votes in the city of Buffalo. So I think there's a lot of national folks that are just kind of hoping that this next 6 weeks goes quickly and we don't have to deal with it right now.
All right. Ken, is there anything else that you'd like to add, whether it be on endorsements or the state of this race in general?
Well, nothing in particular, but I think that we're certainly heating up and we're going to go into high gear with TV ads and all sorts of other things. I think we're in for a fairly exciting and unpredictable next 6 weeks.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.